traffic.
WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. On Twitter at 880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, Wanda. Thank you so much for that great intro. A high five out to all the first responders that listen all the time and say hello. That was a little bit slow, Wanda, but I'll give it to you. And, of course, a big shout out to our friends in Chicago. They must be freezing their buns off, but I know they're watching here. Take a look behind me. You got my Freed on Business thing, so warm up, feel a little warm, and we'll say hi to you. We got people from all over the country watching. A little tear in the eye for Peter Tork. We've got Peter Tork passed, so we're going to tell you little monkeys. We've got Arden Carson. She's on with the CBRE Edge. She's got her guest, Anna Squires Levine. She's the general manager of co-working at Industrious. We're going to find out all about the co-working trends and all the good things that happen there. And then we're going to talk to Howard Talenfeld. He's the president of Florida's Children's First. They're a children's advocacy group made up of children. What could be cooler? So Wanda, take it away. Bring us back. We've got an awesome show. Rock the house. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Peter Tork. And I'll give this one shout out to Jeff Bass for coming up with this. He just took the last train to Clarksville. Poor guy. Yeah, that's right. Good joke, bad joke. I don't know. But I thought it was pretty funny when I read it this morning.
Keep going.
All right. I'm going to keep going. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You got that great Audi store in Gainesville area. I know I'm going to go up there and visit that with you. And down in Key West, well, they sell all their great nameplates down there. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, fur service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and that's right, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best service. Always the best price. Always Warren Henry.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
What day is it?
Throwback Thursday.
Jim Freed.
Throwback.
It's throwback.
Throwback Thursday.
A bit of a throwback.
You know.
And Wanda Miles.
Throwback
Thursday.
What does that mean?
It's more fun.
Oh, okay.
It's Thursday.
On 880.
And tomorrow's Friday.
Come on, start this thing.
Let's put on a show.
Let's make it our best show ever.
880.
What is this?
Showtime.
The Biz.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios. Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. TheBiz.com.
Hey, you need some creative real estate capital? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. What am I working on now? Well, you need something creative. I've got some guys that I'm actually financing construction loans for memory care with. Need something creative? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. By now, you get sick of hearing it, but I can close in a week. You call us, one person makes the decision. We commit that day. Close in a week. That's right. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Heads up to Wanda. Here comes the big finish. When you call me,
it's all about you.
And the home.
880.
Oh, the brave.
The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we've got a tremendous show for you today. It's brought to you by CBRE. This is the CBRE Edge with Arden Carson. Arden's the Senior Managing Director for South Florida at CBRE. She's going to join us and interview our special guest, Anna Squires-Levine. She's the General Manager of Co-working at Industrious. This is going to sound great. I can't wait. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm on fire, Arden. How about you?
I am on fire, and you definitely are getting me hotter. So let's go.
All right. I'm really ready to rock now. Please introduce your guest.
Sure. Well, let's talk quickly first about The Edge, just as a reminder.
Sure.
It's a space where we talk to real people delivering real advantage across various industries. So it's strong advocates for women in leadership. We focus on highlighting remarkable women who are breaking the glass ceiling. So that's a great intro for today. We're speaking with a highly recognized entrepreneur and now top executive at the largest premium flexible workspace provider in the U.S. So Anna Squires-Levine, general manager of North American Co-working Industrious, is our guest. She's been recognized by Forbes 30 Under 30, and is a World Economic Forum global shaper. Wow. And she has a fabulous background, and we're just so excited to have her today. So, hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi, Arden and Jim. I'm great. How are you both?
Good. We are terrific. So, you have such a fascinating and diverse background, and why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the things that you've done?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll start by saying that I grew up in Philadelphia, but actually as a child traveled to South Florida a fair amount to see all of my grandparents who lived there at the time. So even though I don't live there now, it's certainly a place near and dear to my heart. I'd say my professional journey has been pretty varied. And in fact, I talk to a lot of my peers these days who equally have many different kinds of jobs and careers over the course of their lives. I started out as a science nerd, studying organic chemistry, thinking I would go to medical school or maybe get involved in drug development for a pharmaceutical company, but then wound up switching gears and joining a big consulting firm, McKinsey, tackling organizational and strategic issues in the healthcare space, both for private insurance and pharmaceutical companies, but also for governments, and in fact, wound up moving to South Africa, where I spent several years both working in the private sector as well as in the public health sector as part of a very large group of folks working to eliminate pediatric HIV. So coming to Industrious a few years ago, in a certain sense, was a big change for me, but also a welcome one, and it's been a joy. So I'm excited to talk with you about it today.
Ah, well, that's great. So tell us about what you're currently doing at Industrious, and how long have you been in the position, and let us know what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. So I joined Industrious about 2.5 years ago. I came to Industrious when it was, I'd say, in the kind of toddler age of a startup. It had an amazing product that had already been proven, but was still pretty small. And I joined with a lot of team building and team leadership experience across, you know, many countries, but really with very little real estate or hospitality experience. So it was certainly a leap. And over the 2.5 years that I've been at Industrious, I've done a number of jobs. When I started, we were a small team, and I was in an all-hands-on-deck role, you know, doing everything from all of our people at that time to things in HR and finance and special projects and acquisitions. And now I am the general manager of the co-working business, which means that I oversee all of our locations and sales and operations, and most importantly, the experience of our members, our customers, as well as our team in them.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's so interesting that you went from management consulting to founding your own company. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, your experiences in Africa. I mean, I know we're switching a little bit. I mean, I definitely want to talk about co-working, but I just, you know, find that so fascinating.
Yeah, you know, I don't actually know why I was first attracted to move down to Johannesburg, but I was fortunate to be at a company that had offices all over the world and afforded its employees the opportunity to move around and try new things. And I think, you know, joining McKinsey after having decided not to go to medical school, I still really had a passion for science and healthcare, and knew that the U.S. kind of environment of healthcare was only a microcosm of what goes on in the world, and wanted to see it from another angle. So initially, moving to South Africa was an opportunity to see how healthcare systems in other parts of the world work. And over the years, I became really passionate about it. And so even when I left McKinsey, I started a foundation really specifically focused on this one area of public health, eliminating pediatric HIV, because it was an issue that the kind of the UN and many, many governments and many nonprofits were working on at the time. And it was also an issue that seemed so important. You know, it's kind of indisputable. Like, why would we not want kids and their families to be safer? And the work we did was really focused on leadership development within some really strong African governments, with the premise that just like any business or any institution, you need really strong leaders leading the way. So over the course of the time that I was involved in that issue, again, with many, many thousands of other people and organizations, the number of children born with HIV in the world dropped by 65%. And, of course, my organization in no way was wholly responsible for that, but it was a huge privilege to be a part of it.
Oh, wow. So tell us about Industrious. I don't think you're in South Florida quite yet, so we're all very curious, although CBRE does have a little bit of experience with your company, but our listeners certainly would love to hear more.
Absolutely. Well, I'll say before I describe Industrious that we have been just overwhelmed by our success and the great reception in other parts of Florida, namely in Central Florida. And as a result, we're so excited to explore opportunities in South Florida, and certainly have a couple of announcements upcoming in that department. But overall, we are the largest premium operator of flexible space in the country, and we're really here to be the experts at making you really productive at work every single day, showing up to an office that you're really proud to walk into, that's conducive to the way you want to work, and that really helps businesses and organizations across the country be their best selves every time they come into work.
Well, how do you differentiate yourself? Obviously, everybody knows about WeWork, and that's sort of, when people think about co-working, that's top of mind. But, you know, we know that you're doing something a little bit different. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so obviously, over the past 8-9 years, as you allude to, there have been many, many companies that have sprung up to really tackle this issue of how commercial real estate is changing. And our perspective is that co-working as a product or flexible workspace is not a niche product that happens to be growing rapidly. It's rather just an evolution of how people want to use commercial real estate in the first place, which is to say that most organizations increasingly want a really high quality experience with a beautiful design, with a layer of services offered to you that you don't have to plan. So you don't have to pick up the phone yourself and call Comcast to get the internet to work. You don't have to arrange your own breakfast. And they want it on a flexible basis that makes sense for their businesses. So our differentiator is really the quality that we bring to that. That plays out in so many ways across our almost 60 locations in 35 cities across the U.S., from our focus on our team, who are there for you at every moment of the day, to the way we design our spaces so that there's, you know, a space when you want to be in your office, heads down doing work. There's a comfy couch when you want to be out in the open, listening to a radio show or a podcast like this, in a bit more of a social environment. There are beautiful conference rooms where your clients will be really impressed to come. And we really focus on making sure in the details that every single one of those experiences is something you're proud of and makes you more productive.
And so what type of clients are you targeting?
You know, our member base is a huge range of industries. There's really no one industry that comprises the majority of our customers. They range from business services to healthcare to finance companies to startups and tech. I would say our average member is a pretty mature business organization. So our data shows that the lifespan of the average company in our space is about 12 years. And it really runs the gamut from established medium-sized companies, say like a 15-person digital marketing firm, all the way over to teams from very, very large companies like Pfizer or Lyft or Hyatt or Airbus or Pandora, who are saying to themselves, you know, I don't want to sign a 15-year lease because who knows what the world's going to look like then? Who knows what my team is going to look like then? And they would much rather sign up for a space for a couple of years where they are confident that when they walk in each day, they're walking into a beautifully designed space with a team that's there to serve them and their guests. And that kind of mitigates the risk of perhaps needing a much longer lease.
So what is your prototype, your ideal lease for your company? How large a space? Is it suburban, urban, retail? I mean, what do you look for? And are you looking for your landlords to offer you as well?
Sure. Well, you know, one interesting thing about Industrious is from the very, very beginning when our co-founders, Jamie and Justin, started Industrious in 2012, 2013, they had a hypothesis that this kind of product was pretty broad-reaching, meaning it wasn't only for the coast, it was not only for startups. And so our first set of locations were in cities like Chicago and St. Louis, in Atlanta, in Raleigh, in Minneapolis, kind of testing out, could this work in big cities, large cities, downtowns, mixed-use areas? And the answer was yes, it worked with flying colors in all of those places. So our current portfolio spans every category you just mentioned, urban and suburban, downtown, mixed-use, residential neighborhoods. Even, you know, some of our newest locations are in retail settings, and those have also been very successful. So in terms of geography and kind of sub-market, we look for locations where people want to be during the day, where they want to work, no matter what kind of setting it is. And, you know, our landlord partners are one of the most important parts of that equation. We are looking for partners who want to be in it with us and who really want to create future products with us. And so primarily, if we think about building management partnerships, where we and the landlord are sharing in the economics of the business, we're looking for people who are excited to experiment, who see flexible space operators as partners in the future and not as threats, and we're excited to be a good partner right back with them.
Anna and Arden, we got to go to a break. Would you mind if we take a break here for a second?
Oh, up to you, Jim.
Well, that's what we're going to do. So we'll be going to break. We'll be right back with more with Anna and Arden right after this. This is awesome. I got a question I want to ask Anna when we come back. All right. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Of course, in Gainesville, they've got that Audi store. And down in Key West, well, they sell them all down there. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Please welcome my very good friend and the finest broadcaster,
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Hold my beer.
On 880, The Biz.
There's a new bud in town.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
All right, everybody, so need some creative real estate capital? Give me a call, 305-773-6300. Had a guy call me, says, Jim, I need 90% of cost financing. I said, no problem. I can help with that. I've got a guy right now. We're working on it right now. A horizontal development deal upstate. That's right. Residential, but we're going to do it upstate. How do you find horizontal development down here in Miami? It's almost impossible. But you can go vertical. How do I know? I just sold Wynwood Yard to Lennar. Please don't hate me, folks that love to go to Wynwood Yard. But if you got some urban land and need a creative solution, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Here's your heads up, Wanda. When you call 305-573-7070, when you call me, Wanda, you're teasing me there. You are. When you call me, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Well done, Wanda. Here are my lioness there.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here. We're at the Arden Carson and Anna Squires Levine. Anna is the general manager of co-working at Industrious, and this is the CBRE Edge with Arden Carson. Arden's the senior managing director for South Florida at CBRE. And I've been listening, ladies. I have a question, Ann, if you don't mind. You describe yourself as a premium service. Can you kind of describe how you niche in the different scope of the different services? You got WeWork, you got you, there's a couple of others. Where do you fit in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think our premium product shines through in every dimension. From the quality of the actual materials we use in our design, you know, you'll walk in and see marble tables and real leather couches, to the nature of what's included in your membership at Industrious, which is not only your office, but also things like full breakfast every single day, coffee, tea, sparkling beverages and snacks all day and then every afternoon, all-inclusive IT and printing services, black and white and color, the ability to host events in our space for free, as well as the ability to attend events that we plan. And when you sign up at Industrious, you have access to all of the other ones across the country included in your membership. So we really try to make it as easy as possible so you can be productive. And we also, you know, size our location so that you can get real personal attention from your team. You can, of course, from our team, sorry, you can be as anonymous as you'd like, but our team is really there to make sure you feel taken care of in a very personal way. And that means that they'll know you, they'll know your family, they'll know your birthday, they'll make sure to get you a bottle of champagne if something amazing happens, and they'll commiserate with you on a bad day, too.
When are you coming to Miami? This is tremendous. Arden, back to you.
Well, we'll have an announcement very soon, so we're just really excited because we think this is just a great opportunity for all of us, and to have another player that really does things a little bit differently in this area, we're just so enthusiastic.
Go ahead, Arden, please.
So let me ask you, how do you view the future of co-working? And, you know, Jim was sort of driving at the competition in the industry. Where do you think everything shakes out?
You know, one thing that's really fascinating about it, this industry relative to others, is just the degree of demand that we're seeing right now. I think when Jamie and Justin started Industrious, it was a real experiment based on a need they had. They wanted professional space they're proud of, where they could bring investors and clients. And it was really an experiment. And at this point, it was very, very clear that, you know, the vast majority of companies and institutions looking at real estate consider some kind of flexible option where they never did a few years ago. So for us, we actually think the future is that almost every commercial building, a commercial asset, will have components of the building that are more flexible than they are today, so that almost every person signing a lease or, you know, getting space has some component of that lease that's flexible. And so that companies who have certainty over some parts of their team can sign longer leases, and less certainty over other parts don't take on that risk. And, you know, as it relates to competition, I think we're very proud of what we do. We really think that quality is the hallmark of what we have to offer and what's going to be meaningful to our customers now and in the future. But also at this point, there's just so much demand that we're excited to be one of the top players, and, you know, think that ultimately there are going to be one or two winners in this field.
Wow, that's really fascinating. So what is your understanding that about the impact of value on an office building or a property that actually has an industrious as one of the tenant. Positive, negative, neutral? What are you seeing?
You know, we're actually working closely with a few of our landlord partners right now to really quantify this, because we believe that the impact is hugely positive, not only from having a floor or two or three or four be occupied by industrious and our customers, but also, you know, there are buildings where we also run the amenity spaces, the conference room floors, sometimes even the lobby or outdoor spaces, and bring the kind of service and amenities that we take a lot of pride in to every tenant in the building, even if they're not industrious members per se. We think that also adds a tremendous amount of value to the building, both in attracting new tenants, you know, on the landlord and property manager's behalf, but also retaining the ones that you have. So needless to say, we think it's hugely positive, and we're really looking forward to getting our arms around the numbers on that.
You know, I'm Arden, quick question. You know, my experience is capital markets. Is industrious public or private, right? You're privately held and you have venture capital investors?
That's right. We're private. We have a number of different kinds of investors, ranging from venture capital and really growth equity all the way over to really tremendous strategic investors and landlord partners who've chosen to put their money on us.
I got to believe you'd be an amazing value add strategy for somebody that's buying an office building. You should be on every person's speed dial. Back to you, Arden.
Sure.
Arden, I'm curious, what are you seeing in that respect? And what do you hear from landlords?
Well, actually, CBRE is in the process of completing a study on cap rates. Obviously, this trend is fairly new, so we're studying it, but so far, so good. I think that we're seeing that cap rates actually property sales and the associated cap rates are actually very positive. So owners are actually getting better value having co-working tenants in their properties. So yeah, it's all around. It's been really, really widely received, positively received.
Yeah, I got go ahead, Arden, because we've only got about 5 minutes left, and I'm going to make sure you get all your stuff in.
So, Anna, your fabulous career, I mean, so interesting. We'd love to, you know, learn a little bit more about that and, you know, impart some of your experience and wisdom on some of our listeners. We're always thinking about trying to mentor people. So talk to us. Who have you had any key mentors in your career? And, you know, what have they done to help you grow in such a diversified fashion?
It's a great question. I was thinking about this, you know, when you asked me the other day. I think there's so many people over the last 15, 20 years who've influenced where I am today. I actually don't think that I'm at a place where there's, you know, like one person who stands out as a mentor, which I know is contrary to how most people might answer the question. But there are, you know, for example, I think about my first grade teacher all the time, someone who, in retrospect, displayed an unbelievable amount of kindness and created a really safe environment to learn and experiment, but also had really high expectations and, you know, created a classroom where I think certainly I and I hope my fellow students were really motivated to learn and be our best selves. So although I have not spoken to her in many years, this is kind of a good reminder to reach out. I do think a lot about the balance between, or is there a balance, you know, between creating a really warm, welcoming, safe environment, but also one with very high expectations where we can all be at our best and excel. And I'm sure, you know, past and future mentors will have a lot to say on that and teach me as well.
So what career advice would you give to women looking to be in leadership positions?
Oh, man. I think there are a lot of kind of useful but also pithy and kind of short nuggets of advice on this front. I'm not sure I have anything that's kind of neatly tied up in a bow. My own experience, I would say, number one, I've never really known what's next. I don't have a 20-year plan. And as evidenced by my career, I've made a lot of changes that to many people seem out of left field and yet to me have all added to a set of experiences that are really meaningful, where I've been able to contribute to the world and also learn a ton. So I think my first piece of advice would be, it's okay if you don't know exactly what you want to do or where you want to go. I don't think most people do. And I think it gets really intimidating when you think you need to. I think the second thing that's been really helpful to me over the years is just talking about what's easy and hard, about what you're really good at, about what you're not, about what you're learning, celebrating the days that are good and commiserating with your friends and allies on the days that aren't. I think we all need each other, not only women, but women and men and others together. So, you know, don't feel like you're in it alone, and seek out others with whom you can share your experiences. I think the last thing is, there's this phrase, you know, ask forgiveness, not permission, which just means go for it. Kind of don't be held back. And honestly, I think that's actually easier said than done. But in the moments where we can each convince ourselves of that, it certainly has proven useful to me. And it's not the kind of easy thing to implement in every decision of every day. But I would say, you know, pick a few things and just go for it, because the downside risk is actually pretty small in the scheme of things.
Wow. Well, that's great advice. So I'm going to end with a few quick questions. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
Total night owl.
Okay. Cat or dog person?
Definitely dog.
So am I. Your favorite vacation spot?
Oh, so many. My great-grandparents bought a really rundown house on the coast of Connecticut 80 years ago. So I'd say New London, Connecticut.
All right. West Coast or East Coast?
East Coast, because I'm from here.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Kind of neither. I'm a rare hot chocolate drinker.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Favorite restaurant? I want a New York suggestion.
So actually my favorite restaurant is this tiny pizza place in Hudson, New York, called Baba Louie's Pizza. They have sourdough crust. It's unlike anything I've ever eaten before.
That sounds great.
But in New York, there's a place, a neighborhood restaurant around the corner from me called James. And Artie, when you come next week, I'll give you the address, but I think you'd love it.
Okay, well, that's great. Okay, well, this was certainly a lot of fun. My first opportunity to interview a spectacular woman on Jim's show. And I'm just so excited. You've been terrific, a great partner. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Jim. Any questions?
This was tremendous. I'd love to have her back again just to ask her about her experiences in America. I love the thing Born Free. I think it's just tremendous. And you're absolutely so great because you did take the leap. I just was happening to watch Ariel Africa watching South Africa last night. I could see why you wanted to be there. It's just so beautiful. So beautiful. So, Arden, thank you. This is it. You got something tough to beat next time if you're going to try to get somebody more interesting than this, Arden.
Okay. Well, you know, we aim to please, Jim. And, you know, thank you for your partnership.
This is great. We love it. We love it. And I want to thank the Busy Bees over there. That's right. That's your insignia, isn't it? A Busy Bee?
Yeah, it is a bee. Thank you both very much for having me.
Oh, this is great. Okay. Please come to Miami so I have a place to open up my office.
Yeah, we will with our big announcement. We hope to see Anna here.
I will certainly let you know.
I can't wait. We'll do a remote, Arden. It'll be awesome.
Okay, we're in.
All right, thank you, Jim. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And this was the CBRE Edge with, that's right, Arden Carson. She's the person that heads up their practice here in Miami and South Florida. They're the world's largest real estate company, and we are so proud to have them as sponsors on Freedom Business. Thank you to Arden. And Arden, I got to say thank you to Brenda for helping us put all this together.
And Cecile. Don't forget Cecile.
Oh, Cecile. Well, of course.
Thank you.
You guys are tremendous. Wanda, take it away.
Here, something's going on that's not quite clear. Somebody turn on the lights. Yeah, we're gonna have a party. It's starting tonight. Whoa, wanna feel it.
Oh, yeah, Wanda. You know all my favorites, don't you, Wanda? Hey, you know what?
I know what gets you moving.
You do know what gets me moving, and you know what I love to move when I'm doing my moving? I love to move in my Warren Henry Infinity. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infinity, and Jaguar. They've got their great Audi store in Gainesville. Gosh darn it, in Key West, that's just an awesome store. They got it all down there. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for not one, not two, not three, but 4 years. That's right. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. I love you, honey. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Contained because I'm the container.
Jim Freed.
You can't contain the container, man.
And Wanda Miles.
You can't contain the container.
On 880, The Biz.
This is breaking news.
This just in. 63% of the 84% of people surveyed say 34% of people believe 57% of percentage surveys are confusing.
This has been breaking news.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
This report is sponsored by Compassion International. All right, good evening. Our major roadway is in pretty good shape right now. In Miami, that earlier crash in the 95 northbound express lanes has been cleared, so we are reopened now from downtown to the Golden Glades. Just a couple of accidents in Broward County. First, want to watch out for I-95 heading northbound after Hollywood Boulevard. Be careful as you make the approach there. And in Fort Lauderdale, crash US 1 northbound after Commercial Boulevard. I'm Greg Clark with your South Florida traffic.
All right, it's time for the Creative Capital Corner here. That's right. Give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're working on some real estate deals and you need some help. Maybe you've got some cash equity built up in your business or your home. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll help you get some of that cash out. That's right. Maybe you've got a little bit of a problem when you go to the bank. You thought, hey, this was real easy, but it's not. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. And I can help. Maybe you need a commercial real estate loan. Maybe you need $20, $30 million. Helping my friends do that too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Yeah.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Awesome, Wanda. Thank you so much for bringing us back. This is terrific. I am so excited. Today, we have my good friend, Howard Talenfeld, on. He brought a special guest with him. Howard, tell us how you help children, the name of the organization, the event that's going on, but more importantly, please introduce us to our star.
First of all, Florida Children's First is a statewide organization of child advocates who are fighting for the rights of children in foster care. And so we do this in two ways. The first way is that we have a group called Florida Youth Shine, who's also a statewide group that's part of us, that, you know, consists of 350 foster kids in 14 chapters throughout the state of Florida. And they talk to us, we help build their confidence, we find out what's wrong with foster care, and we take their problems with them to the state legislature and to the governor and to the secretary of the Florida Department of Children and Families.
So what...
Jory Byrne.
Okay, I'm sorry. So that's okay. So what possible problem could a child in foster care have? I thought they were supposed to be there and be protected.
Well, they are taken from their parents because of neglect and abuse. But unfortunately, what happens is after these very serious traumas, we find them, all too many of them, in group homes. They don't get individualized attention. They're dumped at the age of 18 years of age at times and don't get, you know, don't have the ability to grow and mature past college age and become productive citizens that way. We find out that, you know, they can get stuck in the system. So many of them cross over and become delinquent kids. Oy. Because they feel so rejected at the time.
You know,
we find they don't get their educations.
No,
so many problems.
This is
too
very
many to talk about.
It's a very important thing. I was involved for many years with Nancy Morrell and Broward Housing Solutions, and one of our primary goals was to help young people aging out of foster care. This has been a problem for a long, long time. So the young people get together and they go up to Tallahassee to advocate. Do they advocate locally? Where do they advocate?
Well, first they join chapters.
Okay.
They gain confidence. They get to know each other. We mentor them through the chapters. Jory Berman, the Florida Youth Shine statewide director, is in charge of all of these chapters, and she helps build their confidence, helps give them the ability to talk about the things that are bothering them while they're in foster care. And they develop issues. Right. And what happens is each chapter, you know, talks about the problems they see, and then they have a statewide meeting. And at the statewide meeting, they develop their priority issues. And then the leaders from each chapter get to go talk to the governor, the Florida legislature. They get to talk to the leaders of DCF. They get to participate in the annual dependency summit in front of 2,000 child welfare professionals. And they get to sound their horns like that train behind them.
Well, that's Brightline. So, but you're there with Jory, aren't you? But Jory, tell me a little bit about what your involvement is.
Yes, so I serve as the statewide director for Florida Youth Shine. So we have 14 chapters around the state locally, comprised of over 350 youth. And each day, we, you know, they meet locally and they identify those issues locally. And then they bring them to the statewide level four times a year. We have our quarterly meeting where they talk about the issues, the things that they're working on locally to advocate, whether they're speaking with media, speaking with provider agencies, doing case manager trainings, whatever their local issues are, they bring them to the statewide level at these quarterly meetings where they learn leadership skills, advocacy skills, how to shake hands professionally, how to speak professionally, also getting confidence and a network of peer support throughout the state. So a lot of these youth are go from home to home, but Youth Shine is that constant in their life and that family aspect for them. So my role is I am the statewide director that oversees those programs. We're completely youth-led, so the youth are the ones identifying the issues, running the meetings, but I'm the one organizing the efforts and the meetings and the day-to-day operation. But it's all ran by youth-led volunteers who are all in foster care or in care or have experience in the system in ages 13 to 24, and they're the ones leading it, and they're the experts about the system that are trying to improve it.
So what's one thing you guys did last year that you brought to the state's attention that was acted on?
Yes, yeah, so I'll talk about actually, so it was the end of last year, but it's what we're working on this year.
Okay.
So Florida Youth Shine, the local chapters bring several issues to the statewide level, and they process it over the weekend, and they talk about solutions, and they vote on them, so they're prioritized by the youth. And then, so this year it was the Foster Care Bill of Rights. So in Florida, they noticed that there are a lot of great resources. You mentioned, you know, the housing after 18 and different things like, you know, the access to tuition and education, but the problem is many youth and most youth don't know about the resources and rights available. So the youth want to be informed. So they're currently working on a foster care bill of rights and mandatory so that they're educated about their rights and resources available in an age-appropriate way while they're in the system of care. So in December, we started the efforts by going to Tallahassee. And actually, it was very successful. So we have a bill filed by Senator Lauren Book that Youth Shine got that within a couple hours of just being in the Capitol and sharing their stories. They met with the president of the Senate, and then they also got a sponsor for the House. That's what they're working on currently.
Yeah, Lauren.
Jim,
yeah, Lauren.
Howard, I just want to add one thing.
Sure, Howard.
Okay, and that is, over the years, they have passed so many laws in Florida, like what's called the Normalcy Act, that they live in normal places and foster parents have to treat them normally. And it affects tens of thousands of kids in Florida and across the country. The legislation we have passed on independent living and trying to make sure kids have warriors where they've been disabled and they're disabled in the system. The legislation to ensure that they get their educations and their college educations, and they get to go to high school and stay in their same home schools. This is the kind of legislation they've passed, and they've impacted the state of Florida very clearly, tens of thousands of kids, and Congress has even adopted their legislation coming right out of Florida.
Well, what I'd like to do, can you guys stick with me for another few minutes? We could do another segment because we're running up against the break, and I want to find out about your event tonight. I want to find out how people get involved, all kinds of different things, the history of how you got all this started. This is tremendous. Can you stay with me just another few minutes?
Of course.
Awesome. We'll be right back after this short break. This is tremendous. Please stick with us. Wanda, make it quick. Rock on, Wanda. Got me live there. All right, everybody. I was just jamming on the music. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. You're sneaking up on me there, Wanda. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, Gainesville, Audi, Key West, everything. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom must drive that person nuts. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Religion is based on love, not fear.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
So what happens when people don't follow the rules?
They burn in hell.
On 880, The Biz.
Nobody can tell me what to do. It's my life. Cause what you're doing, I'm doing for you now.
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an extreme flash flood.
Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. Talk to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, here we go. It's time for the sandstone. That's right. It's great. Hey, that's right. Give me a call. Jim Fried at 305-773-630. Maybe you need some private capital. Maybe you need some institutional capital. Maybe you just need somebody to help you think through the deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
We're back. Thank you so much, Wanda. That was a tremendous break. We're back with Howard Talenfeld. He's a children's advocate par excellence. He's with his team over there. Howard, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. We're here and we're ready to try to let the public know and be a voice, try to get the support we can to make sure that Florida Youth Shine and Florida Children First can protect foster kids throughout Florida and the rest of the country.
Now, tell me a little bit about tonight's event. You've got a big event. Is this an annual event? Is this your big fundraiser? Tell me more.
Yes, this is our annual event. Okay, and it is our big fundraiser here in Broward County, although we're a statewide organization and we fight across the state. As Jory mentioned, we have 14 chapters of youth across the state. We have a statewide board of directors. And so tonight we have folks coming together in Broward County and from South Florida, and they're going to see an amazing event because they're going to get to see the things that we're talking about right now in person. There'll be seven kids that were part of the leadership of Florida Youth Shine who've gone to the legislature, passed laws, who are going to tell their stories.
Now,
and then, okay.
No, I'm sorry. So they're going to tell their stories, and then what's going to happen? Because I want to bring you back and bring some of these kids back after the event in the next couple of weeks and really go to town on this idea.
Well, they're going to tell their stories here tonight so that folks can understand what we do for individual young folks who come through the system and how much they can learn and how they can build their confidence. And then, you know, we're talking about, you know, some of the laws that they passed themselves so that they can see it's not just helping individual kids, but where our charity is able to help thousands of kids, not just individual kids at the same time. And then tonight we're honoring a former, you know, board member, Senator Skip Campbell, mm-hmm. who tragically passed away last year, but he was a fighter for children's rights. He was on our board. He's a state senator. He passed so many laws himself, helped us over our 17-year existence.
Well, Howard, how can people get information about the organization? I don't think they can get to the event at this point, but how can they get information? And I also want to give a high five to some of the sponsors. So who are some of the big sponsors that help you guys out? And before that, though, give us the information about how people can find your organization online.
So we have some amazing sponsors this event, okay, including, you know, folks like Kaiser University. Mm. We have, folks that, come to us, Talenfeld Law, my law firm, okay. We've got UBS Financial folks from there that are really trying to be helpful, Darren Blake.
Terrific.
Are some of the event sponsors. And as we move, down the list, we really, have accumulated a number of sponsors. But the best way to help us right now is at floridaschildrenfirst.org. And so it's floridaschildrenfirst.org. And they can reach us through our phone number, which is 954-796-0860.
Tremendous. Now, you're there with Jory. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing when you go up to meet with the kids, Jory. You were the statewide director, and you help the kids build confidence and identify the issues and then present them, right?
Correct, yeah.
So we talked a little bit about the Bill of Rights for children in foster care. We talked about making them have, creating a normal place. How did all this get started, Howard? I mean, you got involved with this. There was a bunch of children's advocacy momentum. When did the law start getting passed? How did you really effectuate all this? This is just the greatest stuff.
17 years ago, okay, there were a group of lawyers who from throughout the state of Florida who had been very concerned about the quality of foster care and what was happening in foster care. And we got together, and we said, hey, if we could all work together as a group, we could be far more powerful as a voice for children. And then we borrowed something from a group called the California Youth Connection.
Okay.
It was a group of youth, just like Florida, Youth Shine. And we had them come to Florida, talk to us, and then we developed Florida Youth Shine, and we've been working with them ever since, and we've been growing. But the truth is, we're not strong enough. Unfortunately, children don't have a voice. Before we existed, in front of the legislature, with the governors, with the secretary of DCF, but in the last 17 years. Folks at the legislature have actually begun to recognize us as the go-to child advocacy organizations in the state of Florida.
Now, again, I'm going to give out the phone number and the email again because it's all about raising money today. So let's do that. And, of course, we'll put this up on our website, give you the content to put on yours. So, again, people now got their pencils. What's the phone number? What's the website?
All right. The phone number is 954-796-0860. That's 954-796-0860. And our website is Florida's with an S, childrenfirst.org.
Tremendous.
Florida's with an S, childrenfirst.org.
It's tremendous.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
It's my absolute pleasure. It's my pleasure. And I got to get you and Jory and one of your young people here in the studio in the next few weeks. So we'll coordinate that off the air. I want to thank you so much. I want to wish you just the best time tonight. Wish we could have been there. We tried to get there, but we just couldn't make it happen this year. We'll be there next year. You can count on us. We're down for supporting all the foster kids. I was, like I said, involved with Broward Housing Solutions, which helped kids that were aging out of foster care. This is a big problem. It's not getting any easier for these young people, and we've only scratched the surface on some of the issues. And high five to Senator Lauren Book, one of our regulars on the show, and the coach, Ronnie Book, for getting this all done, too. We want to thank you guys so much for helping to empower the less powerful people in our state.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and we look forward to hopefully a youth coming back.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Howard, you get the last word.
I can only tell you, no matter what you've heard from Jory and me, when you listen to these kids, that you will know the power of youth, and you'll understand how we are able to effectuate systemic change, because these kids relate their experiences and grow and articulate and move us try to move the state of Florida.
That's beautiful, Howard. I want to thank you and Jory and the rest of your team. I look forward to having you on the show. Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back after this short break.
No, we're not coming back. No time for that. Say goodbye.
Okay, I'm going to say goodbye. I want to thank our sponsors. Today was the CBRE Edge with Arden Carson. And, of course, we had Howard Talenfeld on talking about his beautiful ideas on helping kids. Make sure that you tune in next week. I want to thank our other sponsors, too. Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson International, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Freed at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. FreedOnBusiness.com is the website. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the website momentarily. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? I think by now you know I just love doing this after 506 episodes. Remember, the person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Why to turn it up?
I have many friends that are liberal, and I think they're wonderful people. I have friends that are wonderful business people.
Jim Free.
I have friends that are very wealthy people.
I have many, many friends who are women.
And I have some very smart friends who don't agree with me.
And Wanda Miles.
Who happens to be African-American. You know, I have a friend.
On 880, The Biz.
Big guy, one of the biggest in the world. I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep